Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we're going to talk a little bit throughout today about some fire safety tips and making sure that, you know, you're aware of this stuff. I think for many of us, we take a lot of this for granted. We're like, oh, I've never had a fire in my home before. Why do I have to worry about that stuff? Thankfully, there are other people that are out there worrying about this stuff, myself included. But joining me on the House Smarts phone line this morning is Ashley Gokin, who is brand and PR manager for our friends over at First Alert. Ashley, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice to have you back on our show. I think for many of us, we recognize the fact that First Alert is a locally based company here, right? You guys are out in Aurora, is that right?
Yep, out in Aurora.
Yeah.
We've been in the market for over 60 years with products like smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers.
I would imagine for your company, obviously the focus across the country, you know, October is sort of being Fire Safety Month, but these are the kinds of things that people should be thinking about all year long.
Of course, fire safety is essential. 3 out of 5 home fire deaths occur in homes without working smoke alarms or no smoke alarms at all. So it's really important that we have alarms in our home on every level and in every bedroom.
It's always so concerning to me when you see a story on the news and there'll be some fire or some death in a fire. And, you know, they know pretty quickly, the fire department saying it, you know, there were no working smoke detectors in the home or there were no working carbon monoxide detectors in the home. And the fact of the matter is, this type of protection is really affordable for people.
Yes, of course. We have alarms that range from $20 all the way up to over $100 for smart home protection. So there's an alarm for everyone. And, of course, install them throughout your home on every level and every bedroom, and then make sure you maintain them. Maintenance is key. So test them regularly, change the batteries every 6 months, or I recommend upgrading to 10-year sealed battery alarms.
Yeah.
That's hassle-free protection. You don't have to change the batteries for 10 years, and then after 10 years, you just replace the unit completely.
Yeah, I love that idea, and I know that you guys have sort of led the way with those types of devices. You put them up there because the devices, right? I mean, I tell people this all the time, and I know as manufacturers you do as well. The devices themselves, over time, need to be replaced.
Yes, of course. If we think about it, alarms are on duty 24/7, so we have to maintain them. We have to replace them at least every 10 years.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about a checklist. I know that that's something you folks over at First Alert have put together where, you know, we want to think about home safety. Everybody, I think for many of us, we may take this for granted, maybe based on age. Oh, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have little kids anymore. Or, you know, that really doesn't apply to me. Or there are people listening that have little kids or their grandkids come over to their home. Talk a little bit about a checklist of maybe things people should consider when they're evaluating their home and home safety.
So a checklist. So definitely maintenance is key. Definitely test your alarms regularly. Replace the batteries every 6 months. Replace the unit completely after 10 years. But a lot of people forget to plan and practice their emergency escape plan.
Mm.
So make sure that you have 2 ways out of each room in your home, and you plan a meeting place. So that could be outside away from your home by a mailbox or a neighbor's house. So just make sure everybody knows how to get out of the home safely and where to meet. The other important thing that people forget is fire extinguishers. So make sure you install them on every level of your home and then essential spaces like the kitchen.
Right. Does First Alert have a recommendation about how often fire extinguishers should be replaced? Because even though, the advice that I've received from, you know, people in the fire protection world is that even though it may say it's green, over time, even those need to be replaced.
Yep, make sure you replace them at least every 10 years as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's good to know. You know, for us, our escape plan when my kids were little was the Klemkin house. They were right across the street. And I'm like, go to the Klemkins. If there's a fire, go across the street. And so find a neighbor, and that's where you need to send them. That's for sure.
Of course.
And that education part of it, I know that schools do a really nice job of this as well, especially with younger kids. But even just parents, that when you talk about that fire safety plan, is the kind of thing that you should almost rehearse a little bit.
Yeah, at least 2 times a year is recommended to practice. And then, of course, go to your meeting place and explain. Never go back in the house. Mm-hmm. Call 911 as you are outside at your meeting place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that this 10-year battery alarm technology that First Alert has is sort of, in a way, kind of taking over the industry because of the, well, of the ease of it, right? And so I've made the recommendation to people when they're replacing it, even if you had the hardwired one, is there a version of the 10-year battery with the hardwire in the battery too?
Yes. They have 10-year sealed batteries and hardwire as well. It's battery backup.
Right.
So there is a power outage. You don't have to worry about not going with protection.
Yeah. I really, really like that. I really do like that. So full suite of products that come from First Alert. I would imagine that you've got lots of information on your website, as well as where people can go to purchase these items as well, correct?
Yes. So First Alert products are sold at retailers nationwide, such as Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Amazon. And then, of course, for more information, you can visit firstalert.com.
That's awesome. Oh, one other thing I wanted to, you know, a lot of people now are installing these security systems in their homes, you know, these internet-based security systems, whether it's the Ring or the Nest or whatever. I know that you now have devices that are able to communicate with some of those security systems. Are you familiar with those at all?
So we have one. Our smart home brand is OneLink.
Right.
We have a smart smoke and carbon monoxide alarm that if there is an emergency in your home, it will notify you on your phone.
Yeah.
But for our really techie listeners, what they might like is our OneLink Safe and Sound. It's a smart smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. It has a premium home speaker, and it has Alexa built in, which is really nice. Three-in-one convenience.
You know, I got to tell you, a lot of companies come out with this, it's internet-based and whatever, and I'm always like, how do I need my refrigerator to be connected to the internet? But the smoke detector thing and the fact that it can alert you, in particular if you have a home, or what I love about this, let's say that you've got parents that are getting a little bit older, and you could install one of those, and your family members could be notified, God forbid, if there was a fire in there as well. I love that technology.
Of course, peace of mind while you're away is definitely essential, and so that you could definitely do that with the OneLink products. Just be notified on your phone if there is a smoke or carbon monoxide emergency.
Ashley Gokin is the brand and PR manager for First Alert. If you want more information about all the different items that they sell to keep you safe and sound in your home, go to firstalert.com. Ashley, thanks for being up with us this morning. Really appreciate it. Very good information this morning.
Thanks so much, Lou. Have a great day.
You too. I appreciate that. And Ashley with First Alert is part of our promotional program here today, where we're talking about fire safety and things you need to know. They make a really good line of products that you can count on. That's the thing. You want stuff that you can depend on, and that's what you get from First Alert. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.